Anyway,
Jeff Field is in for one of my absolute favourite segments. It is where we dissect the things that are making headlines, potentially not for the reasons you may hope. He's in for the Not News now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. You know, when I was getting this segment together, I was actually despondent because you think you've come a long way in the Me Too movement.
And then you hear
Donald Trump.
Ugh.
And then you see these stories, which I'm about to mention. Actually, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but right for the last week, there have been a lot of award nights.
Yes.
Brownlow Medal, Dally M Awards, you know, Rugby League, AFL.
Lots of sportsing has happened.
I think we would have come a long way since I wrote a certain article a few years ago, which we'll get to in a minute. You're thinking, what the hell is he talking about? Well, I'm talking about the term WAG, which is
wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, wives and girlfriends of sports stars. Now, I'll give you here's one of the stories that appeared. The small country town and former grid girl has made a slow and steady rise over the past 8 years to become one of Melbourne's top wags.
Ugh.
And a leading plastic surgeon claims, I won't mention the name, has stayed ahead of the game by enhancing her features with several cosmetic procedures. They're the sort of ridiculous articles, the trite, the crap that we've been getting served up to us for the last week from many publications who should know better. Now, the reason I mention this is that in, 2011, when I was in commercial radio, I wrote a blog which was picked up by the Sydney Morning Herald. You've got it in front of you.
You
there,
printed me
you?
Out a copy, yes.
Yeah, say congratulations to Benji Marshall's girlfriend, Zoe Balbi, who refused to be classed as a wag at this week's Dally M Awards. Zoe happily posed for the cameras on the red carpet, but was taken aback when reporters called her a wag, which, as I said, is a term used to describe the wives and girlfriends of sports stars. She says she doesn't like the term and doesn't really know what it means. Zoe also believes the term wag has a very negative connotation. I went on and on. And it got quite a bit of traction. I thought, well, maybe things are changing.
Nope.
That was 2011. And, you know, it's not just the usual suspects, the, you know, Daily Mail, Daily Telegraph, you know. Also, I saw WAG used in Fairfax and some other publications that should know better. Maybe people are calling me a party pooper, but I think Zoe had a really good point. What do you think as a young woman?
I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, want to go into this. I know there's a whole culture around it. Obviously, I'm not sort of involved in it by any stretch of the imagination. But if you want to go into this and you want to be a wag, go for your life. But if you don't want to, it seems to be pretty well forced upon you if you are dating a high-profile sports star. Exactly.
Yep.
It's the sports
That's
guys
the connotation.
And their wags. I did have to laugh as well, actually. You did print out this article for me, but you forgot to crop out the comments on the bottom.
The comments in the newspaper. I couldn't look at them.
There's two. One is from Beck, and these are both from 2011. One is from Beck. Well done. She's entitled to some respect.
Good.
And one is from Keith. Stop defending her. Girls who hang out with footy players are wags. Thank you,
Keith.
Oh,
my God. Is that from my website?
That is.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I had to stop reading the comments
in
the newspaper section because it was depressing, some of the misogyny on there. But no, nothing's changed.
And a lot of these women have their own very successful careers. And so to just be... And
a handbag.
The wag.
Yeah.
No, don't like it.
No, a lot of them are strong, independent women. So I call on the media. Can we please get rid of the wag, which we did. We called on the media in 2011. So I don't know if it's going to have any effect. Moving along to another story, which was published in several publications. I'll read it to you, Tess.
Okay.
Australians often approach most situations in a relaxed and friendly manner. Like here. But an etiquette expert has revealed our casual, everyday mannerisms could actually be considered rude overseas. The director of the Australian School of Etiquette, Zarif Hardy, told the Domain, that's the SMH Domain website, that there are a variety of things that people do that set them apart from other countries. For example, turning up to an invitation in thongs is a no-no, or being the last to leave and not offering to help to clean up, she said. Another thing Ms. Hardy said that people should stop doing is noticing cues to leave, as she said people should never stay longer than 4 hours for dinner. I mean,
4 hours?
Yeah. So there we go.
I swear this story comes up every few
years. I feel that too, yeah.
It goes around and around, and I've got an alternate headline. Holy crap, countries are different.
Well, I'm proud to say, once again, the 2ACR newsroom did not run that story.
Woo!
Woohoo!
I'm so proud.
Now, look, here's one that kind of got lost. There was a lot of international stories in the last week, particularly, of course, the shocking situation in Indonesia. A lot of things, Donald Trump being laughed at, many things. But this one sort of kind of slipped by us. And we usually finish off with a serious story. Hang on. Even though it's not the news segment, this should have got more attention. Now, the US announced the other day that it would deny diplomatic visas to same-sex partners of foreign diplomats and United Nations employees.
What?
The changes, which came into effect on Monday, giving partners currently in the US until the 31st of December to leave, get married, or otherwise change their visa. It's a reversal of rules introduced by the Obama administration in 2009. And let me remind you that Donald Trump at one of his rallies said, "I am the greatest friend of the LGBTI community." I'm not sure about that.
Let me process.
What the hell?
Okay.
Yeah.
But same-sex marriage is legally recognized in the States.
Well, there you go. That's okay. I'm still trying to get my head around it. But, you know, the new Trump administration policy update was circulated in a United Nations memo. It just seems they make up their own rules. But I think that's disgraceful.
That's terrible.
So if I was over there living with Jason, we're not married yet. We will be at some stage. But one of us would have to leave. According to these rules, which to me don't make sense.
And fill out a whole new visa application.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So, sorry to leave you on a downer, but there's not the news, but some of the news that should have been in the news.
The big blender that is this segment.
Yeah. And to our friends in the media, please, no more wag stories.
Please. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Field running you through the not news this week. Some things that have been making headlines, potentially not necessarily the things you'd want making headlines.